So I was meeting with a client yesterday, and one of the things that they said about their new website that they want us to build for them is that they want to future-proof it. And this is a phrase that comes up a lot, and it's completely understandable. I can understand why clients want to future-proof their website. They don't want to have to continually pay out every few years a big lump sum of money, you know, because it's expensive building a website. So they want something that's going to stand the test of time. Unfortunately, things aren't quite that simple. In reality, it's very hard to build a website that is future-proofed, whatever that may mean. I mean, how long are we talking about? Are we talking about 2-3 years? Or are we talking about 5-6 years or decades? You know, what does it mean to future-proof your website? In reality, it's very hard to do that with the web. Things change so rapidly that it's hard to build a site that is going to last for a long length of time. For a start, your requirements will change as a business. As you go on over the years, what you're going to want from your website is going to alter, and that is going to mean changes. Also, for better or worse, design is something that is affected by fashions. Things come and go. It's actually quite difficult to create a timeless design, a design that doesn't get affected by the various whims that go on. What looks current a few years back looks very dated now. Then, of course, there's changes in the way that people are accessing the web. And we're seeing a lot of that at the moment with people starting to access the web, not just by their desktop computers, but using mobile phones. You go back a few years and we wouldn't have ever guessed that that was going to be the case. What devices will people be accessing the web web with in another few years' time? We can certainly make some educated guesses, but we really don't know. Things are altering all the time. And then finally, your users are changing. The way that they interact with your brand online is altering. Again, if you went back a few years, you wouldn't have thought that one of the primary ways people would be interacting with you online would be probably through Facebook rather than necessarily your website. So creating a website that is future-proof really requires the ability to look into the future. Most of us don't have that. Well, arguably none of us have that. I don't know why I said most of us, but anyway. So how can you circumvent this problem? How can you create a website that is as future-proof as possible? Well, there's some obvious things you can do. For a start, you can separate the design from the content. Now, this is something that most web designers do these days using web standards. That means that as tastes change in terms of design, as requirements change in terms of design, you can adapt the website without it having an enormous impact on the entire site. If, for example, your audience starts aging, you may want to bump up the font size. If you go through a rebranding exercise, you may want to change the colours and the typography. So you want to keep that as easy to do as possible. In terms of your requirements changing, because your business is altering, you want a technological platform that is flexible enough to adapt and change over time. Now, there's no guarantees with this. What's in favour today may fall out of favour in future. But what you want is a technology platform that has a large number of developers that can work on it, and preferably a good community of people developing plugins and improving the software over a period of time. Other things that you might want to consider is making the site responsive. Now, this is something that I've talked about before and is very trendy at the moment. But the reason it's trendy is because the future is very unknown when it comes to alternative devices. We don't know what devices are going to come along. So building your website in such a way that it's going to adapt and respond to whatever new device comes on the scene will make an enormous difference. It's not a perfect solution, but it certainly will go a long way to future-proofing your site. And then finally, I think we need to look at our websites in a different way. The attitude is very much, let's rebuild our website and future-proof it so that in the future we don't have to spend any more money on it. I think that's the wrong way of looking at your website. You don't think with your marketing, I'm going to market now and then that's going to be it for another 4 years or 5 years or forever potentially. No, you spend money on an ongoing basis. And I think if you want to future-proof your website, that's the best thing you can do, is continually tweak and improve at a very low level. And then that will mean that you don't have to do this big expenditure every 3 or 4 years. So there's my tips for future-proofing, if such thing is even possible.